Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. The first guest on today's show is Colette Costa,
yes,
who's here to talk about the Rocky Horror Picture Show,
yeah,
and Clue and other things at the Gold Town Theater.
Yeah.
And who graciously decided to come to Juno Afternoon
right
during
here.
Our 2019 fall membership drive.
And they knew it and didn't tell me. What a great idea.
Costa, welcome to the show.
Thank you,
it's
Scott
such an
Burton.
Honor to have you here.
I'm using my Duff the Beer Man voice. Thank you. It's from The Simpsons. It's not very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What I really need to do is talk to this empathy guy afterwards because I just spent a week with my family.
Oh, wow. Welcome back.
Thank you. It was terrible. Are we on? Is this it?
This is it.
This is it?
This is the show.
I thought this was just preamble.
No, we're live. Speaking to the community
really
of Juno.
Really should have mentioned that before I went into the whole this thing. That's unfortunate. You
Gold
know
Town.
We'll fix it in post.
We will.
We'll take it out.
We'll take that part out. And we'll tell everyone about your amazing theater and what you have going on over there.
Well, we got mice, let's be honest. I mean, look, I'm telling you right now, people, every building in downtown Juno has mice. The upside is we probably don't have rats. So, and we definitely don't have any more snakes.
Do you have cats to take care of the mice?
No. People are allergic. How come people aren't allergic to rats and mice? That's what, I mean, some people are, but, you know, you get one cat in there to fix the mouse problem, and everyone's like, achoo, achoo, I'm so sensitive. You know, where's Darwin when you need him? Anyway, now we've been killing all the mice. Oh, turn your phones off if you go on live TV. It's from Fort Lauderdale. Never answer a phone call from Florida. It's about a guy who's got part of his body stuck in a jacuzzi. Guaranteed. Well, I feel like it's been a minute since I've been here, Scott Burton. So much to catch up on.
It's great to have you here.
My mom's a chain smoker in her Toyota Corolla. Really hard to get the smell out of your clothes afterwards. And but the nice part is you get to wake up every morning to the dulcet tones of them screaming at each other about stuff that they don't even care about anymore. You know, I took the garbage out. You did not. It's not even there anymore. Morning, Sunday. We're going to go to church. God bless us all. It was awesome. I'm not making much sense right now, but
Colette's recent trip to Detroit here on Juno Afternoon today.
Got this, though. This is great
that
shopping.
That looks great.
I know.
That is a beautiful,
you guys
beautiful
need to go
shirt.
Shopping with me in Detroit. Awesome. Everything's cheap and big. I love it. So big. You go in, you know, normally there's like normal clothes and then the plus size corner in the dark back where the rats eat your foot. Like over there, it's just like plus and then skinny bees go somewhere else. Just, you have every other store. Don't come in the store, please. It's like that. Anyway, oh, listen to this. It's the tap dance routine.
What are we listening to right now?
Come on, Scotty, Scott, Scott, Scott.
What is this?
Oh,
and why are we listening to it?
It's that time of year again to do the time warp. Oh, my God. Unimportant things that don't matter in the world. But you know what? I believe that frivolity is the species' refusal to suffer. And so I lean hard into that.
All right.
So
and the Rocky Horror Picture Show this weekend, Friday and Saturday at the Gold Town.
Yes. So big. It's the 34th anniversary. That's meaningless until next year when it's the 35th anniversary. We're so hung up on fives and zeros. So dumb, you know? The point being, it is our yearly Rocky Horror Picture Show Shadowcast, and it is 2 days only, Friday and Saturday, and we have a mishmash of humans who are putting themselves on the sacrificial platter Friday night. And then Saturday we do a great, what do you call that when you work with someone else?
Collaboration.
This is the one. Yeah, this thing. We're doing that with UAS, and we get these UAS students to come out. God bless them. And, you know, the view is nice. And they do the shadow cast with us. So if you've never been to a shadow cast, basically you go in. You're right, Scott. This new room sounds awesome. I love it. You can get real close and whisper a little bit.
Get a little more public media close.
Get a little closer.
Tell us how we're feeling.
Extra dry. Saturday, we're doing two shows. One show Friday at 9:30 p.m. Two shows Saturday at 9 p.m. and 11:28 p.m. And that's very specific because if we started at 11:28, that means we do the time warp at midnight.
And I saw that it goes to 1:23.
I don't know. Okay, I don't understand how that works. I just put it in there. Whatever. It starts at 11:28. The movie's an hour 40. Figure it out. Math is not my strong suit. You'll be out of there. It doesn't. If you're coming to a movie at 11:30 at night, you clearly don't care what time you get out. Let's be honest. And the bar's open till 3 anyway, so ring-a-ding-ding.
All right.
You are encouraged to wear outfits. They don't even have to be from the movie. You don't even have to wear them. I don't care. You can come dressed as Scott Burton in a wonderful, relaxed V-neck sweater and, you know, just be an unconventional conventionalist,
as we
say. But it's, you know, it's a lifelong, long-term tradition in this great United States of ours where freedom reigns. And, you know, there's a theater in New York that has still been doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show every single Saturday at midnight since its release, every Saturday.
If somebody, one of our listeners, hasn't seen it, how would you explain its cult-like following?
I don't know, because I don't really like the movie. That's not true. I love that one guy in it. And every year, Susan Sarandon grows on me a little bit more. I've gone from despising her to not despising her as much on that spectrum.
Which one guy? Tim Curry?
Love him. What's not to love?
Right?
Speaking of Tim Curry, we're also doing a Clue live reading. We should probably keep those things separate, huh?
That's Thursday night, right?
Thursday night. Yeah.
So, okay. You tell us about that.
I feel like we're really confusing the audience, Scott. I'm not going to lie. You know, and these wall panels in here are, people can't see them, but they're all stripy and it's getting that like moiré effect where I can't see the front from the back. It's like being inside a piano, but not like if I had like, you know, synesthesia. Anyway. Okay, Thursday, live script reading. We've only done about half a dozen of these. I adore them. We get a great cast. We line them up on the stage. It's a table read, but we sort of, you know, go through the motions of certain parts of it. And this one is going to be a table read of Clue, the movie, which is phenomenal. It's the weirdest movie.
Kind of another cult classic, right?
It's cult, and no one can really explain why. It's like people who love it, love it. And people who don't love it probably haven't seen it, I assume. The original cast is amazing. Tim Curry, Madeline Kahn, Tim Curry. It's incredible. And the cast we have, it includes Boston Christopher, Christina Apathy, Donnie Scott. Tom Robinault has come out of retirement for this, semi-retirement.
Haley Duran.
The lovely and winsome Haley Duran. All of the Davises, Elizabeth Peisel Davis and Roblin Gray Davis, just found out that's his middle name, not hyphenated. Don't hyphenate it.
Okay.
Gets upset. Ugh. You don't want to get a clown mad at you. Let me tell you right now. You think it wouldn't be a big deal? It's a big deal. Ugh. They stuck themselves in a box and they can't get out of it and they keep walking against. Oh, that's a mime. Anyway. Shona is going to be in it, and Evgenia, can't pronounce her last name because she's Russian and gorgeous, is going to be in it, and it's a 10-person cast.
So what's the scene look like? You have the movie playing on the screen.
Yes.
And the actors are?
In front of it, and we have microphones. There's microphones there. Normally, it's just sort of a table read. In this case, I have requested that the cast come in sort of likeness costume because it's such a great costume period piece. I mean, I love that it's timely. It takes place during a thunderstorm night in a creepy castle. It's thunderstormy here without the thunder. The theater is creepy all often. And it's great comedy. It's a really good script, solid script. And we'll do this is our last one for this year. We'll have a couple lined up for next year that I'm pretty excited about.
Okay, so that's Thursday night at the Goldtown Theater, downtown Juneau, 7 p.m.?
7 p.m. That's really going to make good, you guys. It's like, I mean, it's the best cast in...
That's quite a cast.
Yeah, it's the best cast in the world. I mean, no offense to PT, but just saying.
And then Rocky Horror Picture Show starts Friday night.
Friday, 9:30. And then Saturday... at 9 and 11:30. And let me just tell you right now, it's going to be a mess in there. I mean, like physically a mess. It's going to be, especially that late show, we don't have time to clean up. You're just stepping over body parts, whatnot. But you do get, for all the Rocky Horror shows, you get the Rocky Horror grab bag. So don't bring anything. For God's sakes, don't bring any rice. I'll kick you out. Oh, geez. And the specter's at the door. We provide everything you need for a great time. You even got glow sticks, so bring your friend Molly along, wink, wink, and have a really good time. And those Friday, the Saturday, I'm just telling you right now, the Saturday shows are going to sell out. I don't want to put up with your guff in the hallway, whining and wheezing because you can't get in because you didn't buy an advance ticket, Juno. I know how you operate. You think, it's no big deal. I live here. I'm special. Everyone's special. I know the owner. Everyone knows the owner. That doesn't go anywhere with me. So get your ticket in advance, goldtownnick.com. Also, Rainy Retreat Books has got them. You know what that is? An awesome independently owned bookstore that needs customers to go in and look at their wares and buy some tickets. Jeez, how many small independently owned stores have to close down in downtown Juneau before people care? This is why I have so much anger all the time, and I'm a middle class white person. I mean, it's ridiculous. I should have zero anger about anything all the time.
God. And you run an independent art house theater in
because
downtown
I don't
Alaska.
Suffer enough. That's what it is. Well, I can't help it. I'm Catholic. It's how I get to heaven. You know, I stack that. You know, my mom would say, offer it up. And I'll offer it up, say a little Hail Mary, move along.
Costa, speaking of offering, it's the 2019 fall membership drive here
gosh,
at KTO 5, Public 8, 6, Media.
3030. That's Domino's.
3636.
You could donate to them, but I'm not into them anymore. They changed
it. Or KTOO.org.
3636. That's how old I am, twice. Add it up, minus five. You get the idea. I would pledge here every day, all the time, if I had an actual job. You know, I guarantee 99% of adults make more money than I do. And I still give to this radio station. I mean, I have. Let's be honest.
You give. Ourselves. You give.
I give and give and give.
In other ways, Colette.
We're talking zipper pulls. We're talking pins. My God, we're talking mugs. How many mugs are there in the world? You need more coffee than you even understand, people. You guys got anything new this year? You know what you should give away? Flasks. I would donate $1,000 for a KTO flask. I was going to say juice, but that's what my dad calls booze. So apple cider. It's apple cider time. It's if you're going to give $20, $30, $100 to something, absolutely give it to Gold Town Theater. And then if you have another $100, you should for sure give it to KTOO.
At KTOO.org.
.org. Is that the only place? You know, you guys should sell tickets at Rainy Retreat Books.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I know. Save the extra dollar.
All right.
Ding dong.
And
so can they come down here and pledge? Just give money?
They can. Come right up to the front door.
Nice people at the front door. I'll be standing there all day today, folks.
On behalf of KTOO Public Media, I'm Colette Costa collecting.
Yeah, you just put it right here. Yeah, I know it looks like a wallet, but just put it in there and I'll tell them later.
And in the meantime, you can see Colette tomorrow night, Thursday, at the Gold Town Theater, 7 p.m. for Clue and this cast of actors. Wow. And then Friday.
We got that. We have an awesome new documentary, Anthropocene, which is a beautiful new film about how humans have impacted the world. It looks better than it sounds. We have two more showings of the Miles Davis documentary, which is really great. I can't remember when. Friday at 5, Saturday at 5, Sunday at 3. I don't know. Look on the website, goldtownnick.com. And I know. It's always a big, big, big week. It's like you guys always like gotta make moves, business moves.
Costa, where's the best place to see all these times like on the screen?
Goldtownnick.com.
Got it.
And if you go there, I'll put a button on there to donate to KTOO.
You're the best.
I am.
Colette Costa, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott Burton.
It's always fun.
586-3636.
Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft upon my skin. Like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't